You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
Let's start with some lines. Go for broke. Always try and do too much. Dispense with safety nets. Take a deep breath before you begin talking. Aim for the stars. Keep grinning. Be bloody minded. Argue with the world, but always go for broke. Always try and do too much. Those are the words from a book by Salman Rushdie, which was a collection of essays and criticism called Imaginary Homelands. Now, you may have your own feelings about Salman Rushdie, but it is undeniable that he's one of the greatest writers of South Asian English, the man who, in my opinion at least, changed the way we understand and parse the English language when it comes to writing fiction. So, it is his birthday today. So, happy birthday to Salman Rushdie. It also happens to be a happy birthday to Rahul Gandhi. Those are the choices I'm giving you. You may choose to or not wish them a happy birthday, but you will choose to accept the stock picks of the day that I bring to you, because that is the point of this podcast. My name is Rakesh Sharma and you're listening to Money Control.
Stock picks of the day with Money Control.
We spoke to Kshitij Gandhi of SMC Global Securities, and this is a list of top three stocks which could give 7 to 10% return in the next 1 month. Let's run through that list of stocks very quickly. SRF Limited has a buy call, target of 3,300, stop loss 2,820 for an upside of 10%. Indraprastha Gas has a buy call, target of 359 rupees, stop loss at 320 rupees for an upside of 7%. And Godrej Properties has a buy call as well, target of 997 rupees, stop loss at 858 rupees for an upside of 10%. We'll come back to that list of three stocks and find out why they're attractive buy calls according to Kshitij, but let's also find out what he has to say about the recent trends on the Lal Street. Indian equity markets witnessed volatile swings in Tuesday's session to end the day on a positive note, with Nifty and BSE Sensex snapping four-day losing streaks as investors turned cautious ahead of the crucial US Fed meet. Though Nifty managed to close below 11,700 mark, but at the current juncture, derivative data indicates that bulls and bears are likely to continue their tug of war in the coming sessions as well. Call writers were seen active in 11,800 and 11,900 strikes so far this week, while put writing in 11,600 and 11,700 strikes was seen in the monthly expiry contract. On the technical front as well, the Nifty is trading at a strong support level of 11,650 to 11,600. And in the coming sessions, the expectation is that 11,800 on the higher side and 11,600 on the downside are very crucial for the markets. A break above 11,800 levels could see further buying in Nifty, while a break below 11,600 could see bears reclaiming their hold on the Lal Street. Now, onto that list of top three stocks, SRF Limited with a buy call. The stock has been consistently maintaining its bull run since the beginning of the year and has been trading in a rising channel on the daily as well as the weekly intervals. However, from the last 4 weeks, we have seen some consolidation within a range of 2,800 to 2,950, along with consistent buying at lower levels. On Tuesday's session, we have witnessed a sharp breakout along with higher volumes, which suggests more upside is coming in the coming sessions. From the derivative front as well, long buildup is seen in the stock this week, which once again points towards the next run-up. Traders can therefore accumulate the range stock in the range of 3,000 to 3,010 rupees for the upside target of 3,300 rupees and a stop loss placed below 2,820 rupees. That's SRF Limited with a buy call. Next up, Indraprastha Gas with a buy call. The stock has given a breakout above 320 levels in the recent past and tested 350 levels thereafter in a short span of time. But from the last 6 to 7 trading sessions, the stock has been trading in a downward sloping channel on the daily interval. It looks like traders are booking profits at higher levels, which has taken the stock once again towards the 330 rupee levels. This week, we saw a fresh breakout above the bullish flag pattern and on the daily charts, which of course points towards the next upswing into the prices. Traders can therefore accumulate the stock of Indraprastha Gas in the range of 335 to 340 rupees for the upside target of 359 rupee levels with a stop loss placed below 320 rupees. That's Indraprastha Gas with a buy call. And finally, Godrej Properties has a buy call as well. After taking support at its 200 days exponential moving average, the stock took a stunner rally from 760 to 900 rupees in a short span of time. At this current juncture, the stock has formed what is called an inverted head and shoulder pattern on the daily charts and is on the verge of a breakout above the neckline of the pattern formation. Additionally, the positive divergences on the secondary oscillators also points towards the next up move into the prices in the coming sessions. So, traders can accumulate the stock of Godrej Properties in the range of 905 to 915 rupees for the upside target of 997 rupee levels, with a stop loss placed below 858 rupees. So that's Godrej Properties with a buy call. Those names one last time: SRF Limited with a buy call, target 3300, stop loss 2820, upside of 10%. Indraprastha Gas with a buy call as well, target 359, stop loss 320, upside of 7%. And Godrej Properties with a buy call as well, target 997, stop loss 858, upside of 10%. Well, take some time for yourself today. Read some Salman Rushdie if you feel like, or listen to some Rahul Gandhi if that's another choice you have. You can always write into us with what you chose to do on mcpodcast@nw18.com. We have many more podcasts coming your way during the course of the day. As usual, I'll see you in the evening with an evening walk down the Lal Street, summarizing the events of the Lal Street for the day. And of course, stories of the day, which goes beyond the Lal Street and into the world and summarizes the world in about 25 minutes for you. So I hope you've been listening to that as well. Until the next time you hear from me, this is me, Rakesh Sharma, on behalf of the Money Control Podcast Desk, saying thank you for joining us, and do stay with us on moneycontrol.com to be a smart listener and an even smarter investor.
Stock picks of the day with Money Control.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are his or her own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.
This has been a Money Control presentation.